Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time in Pierce Bridge, North Yorkshire, England, there was a charming traveler's haven known as the George Hotel. More than 100 years ago, the hotel was a routine stop for horse-drawn coaches. The place was run by a couple of bachelor brothers named Jenkins. There was an old clock in the lobby of the George Hotel. That's really what this story is about, the old clock. It kept very good time, such excellent time that its accuracy was a frequent topic of conversation among the guests of the hotel. Until one of the Jenkins brothers died. And strangely, suddenly the old clock began losing time. 5, 10 minutes a day at first, eventually half an hour, 45 minutes, sometimes as much as an hour a day. The most skilled clocksmiths did their best to repair the ailing timepiece, but each failed. The clock's chronic unreliability became as remarkable as its precision had once been. Remember now, the clock started getting crotchety shortly after the death of the younger Jenkins brother. Some said it was no wonder then, when the elder brother passed away in his 90th year, the old clock in the lobby of the George Hotel, fully wound, nevertheless stopped completely. The new hotel manager never tried to have the clock fixed. He just left it sitting silently in a sunlit corner, its hands resting in the position they had assumed the moment old man Jenkins had died. But this is the rest of the story. During the mid-1870s, an American songwriter named Henry Clay Work traveled to England. Visiting Pierce Bridge, he was told the story of the old clock in the George Hotel, and seeing the clock for himself, Henry was inspired to compose a song about it, about the fascinating coincidence of its stopping as its elderly owner breathed his last. Now, a bit about Henry Work. He was Connecticut-born, a printer's apprentice who studied harmony so that he could write songs for his friends. In 1861, his song started selling. You're going to remember his rousing Civil War anthem, Marching Through Georgia. As of his trip to England, that was Henry's most popular tune, but now Henry Work wanted to eclipse his Marching Through Georgia success. He decided to do it with a song about a clock that stopped ticking when its aged owner died. Well, Henry wrote that song, and it did become the success of his lifetime. It sold almost 1 million copies of sheet music, and one of the things that made it so appealing was the way the lyrics were written. Henry pretended that he was old man Jenkins' grandchild, recalling the clock which ran for 90 years and then stopped forever. And although you may never have heard that song, you are familiar with a phrase which was first used in that song. Before the lyrics of Henry Work, such tall-standing long-case clocks were called pendulum clocks, or pendulum clocks, or coffin clocks. It was Henry Work who wrote, quote, "My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a pennyweight more." You remember the words now? My grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf. Prior to that song, the long-cased clocks which sat on the floor were referred to by a variety of names, but because of Henry's verse, then and ever since, we've called them grandfather's clocks. And now you know the rest of the story.